Because it might encourage some people to take a different path, just on the right path, when they hear some of the good things that you all are doing. And I don't know why y'all doing that, what you're doing right now, but you know, we're not gonna do that. But what we are gonna do is we're gonna move on to our slang word of the day.
Okay, I'm really excited about this one. Jaleesa came up with it, so I'm gonna let her tell you all about it. Okay, so the slang word of today is ayo, and it's spelled A-Y-O. You can add as many O's as you want, but ayo is just basically
Wait, wait, before you tell them what it is.
oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm of that generation when they told me the word was Ayo, I asked them, did they know who Harry Belafonte was?
Julie started singing.
And Sue, yes, she started singing the banana
Yay.
song. So there's not that big of a generation gap, okay? So back to you, Delisa. What
There
is
really not.
AO in your generation?
AO, basically, you just say it as a response to something that sounds very like out of pocket and
Hey,
really weird.
yo.
Like, it's just like when someone says something that's suspicious, you just come back with them or come back at them with ayo, because that is so odd. Why would you say?
Okay, so I don't remember which word we did. I think it was me and Chloe a couple months ago when we did bussin', but you have to have the enthusiasm with both of those words. Okay, if you say ayo, if you just say it like that, nobody's gonna take you seriously. You gotta really exaggerate it. It's gotta be like ayo.
There's an
Okay, yeah.
inflection that has to go with
Yeah,
it.
if you don't say it with enthusiasm, you're being sarcastic.
Okay, so give us another example of the use of ayo. Is
Yeah,
that
good job. We're so proud of you. Okay, do you have one or do you want me to go?
You do.
Okay, so as an example, like in 2020, everybody was in lockdown, everybody was bored and everything. And like, basically, so like, I don't even know how to explain it. Okay, so people were being really, really weird. They were always saying weird stuff. The guys were like kissing, flirting with their friends in public. And the other guys were like, hey, yo, that's weird. Because it is weird. Why are you doing that? That's so weird. So, you know what? They had to get called out. And maybe some of them changed for the better. Some of them definitely did not, because I still hear ayo in the hallways.
And Thule, what's the AO for you?
I feel like ayo for me is like when, like, if you see two random people hanging out with each other and then they start acting a little flirtatious, they'll be like, hey, yo, oh my goodness gracious, golly gee, what am I looking at right now? And then, like, you can say it like that, you know?
Okay, so am I hearing that public displays of affection are an AO?
Well,
Yeah, don't do that. That's weird.
no, not public displays of affection. Weird and odd public displays. Like, if you're like a really weirdo and you just say something that's so incredibly odd, then you respond to that with ayo. Or like, if you hear somebody like in the hallways or just wherever, you hear something that maybe you shouldn't have heard and it's just really weird, in your brain you could just be like, ayo, like what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Okay, like the person who wanted to hide out in the cemetery so they could become a werewolf.
No, they already are werewolves. They think
Hey,
they're
yo.
werewolves. Oh,
All right.
I was just gonna lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from beyond.
I'm Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And we are here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Ta-da!
We're
often joined by our friend Claire, but she's not made it here yet, so perhaps we'll hear from her later. But if not, we hope she's listening, and she's having a good day, and reading lots of good books. And we can't wait to hear about them next time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good to see you all. Can't wait to hear what you all have to share today.
I'm excited. Who would like to go first?
Exactly. Who would like to go first today? Would you like to go first, Fatia?
Sure. I'm going to share a poem today.
Oh, wonderful.
I just love poems so much.
We love hearing them.
This one is called Because I have felt pain. Now I can go through the rain. Because I have shed tears. Now everything is clear. Because I have walked alone. Now I know I can make it on my own. Because I have been afraid. Now I won't be easily swayed. Each knock makes me stronger. Now I can last much longer. On the path that is sometimes strange, it is not hard to find something inspiring to keep me going on, to keep me forever strong.
That was amazing. Very powerful. And I can tell it's kind of like coming out of sadness. And I love that. I love that it kind of the theme is like that hardships help you learn. And I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great choice. Good message of the power of resiliency and taking your struggles and your hard times and figuring out how to come out on the other end stronger, which isn't always easy, but it's a good way to try to live at least. That was very nice. Do you know who that poem's by? Does it have the poet listed?
No, I don't think it does. It does have that way.
Well, it was very nice. Whoever wrote it, good job. And thanks for sharing that, Patia. It's always good to hear your selected poems. Would you like to go next, Georgia?
Sure. Today I'm going to share an old favorite of mine called Wolfpack. And it's by Abby Wambach, who's my favorite soccer player. And she was a U.S. Soccer Olympic gold medalist. And so this story...
She was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And this story is about kind of like finding yourself a little bit. And so let me read it, the description. Number one New York Times bestselling author, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and FIFA Women's World Cup champion, Abby Wambach delivers a rally cry for a new generation of wolves ready to change the world. From rising young star to co-captain of 2015 World Cup champion team, Abby Wambach discovered what it truly means to be a champion through her extraordinary soccer career. Whether you're leading from the bench or demanding the ball on the field, real success comes when you harness your inner strength, forge your own path, and band together with your pack. In this young reader's edition of Abby's instant bestseller, Wolfpack, she traces her journey from youth soccer to the Hall of Fame, inspiring kids everywhere to unite as a pack and unleash their power. You are the ones we've been waiting for. You are the wolves. And that's it. It's such a good book. I'd say it's a short read, but I'm a fast reader, so I don't know. But I read it last night in like 45 minutes before bed, but I'm a bit of a fast reader, so I don't know. Yeah. I'd say this is targeted at middle schoolers, but really anyone could read it. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Very cool. I love the U.S. women's national team. I haven't really gotten into National Women's Soccer League yet. I don't watch that much soccer. I tend to watch like the big games as opposed to like following a team throughout the season. But I see highlights from their games sometimes. It's pretty cool how that's growing and developing.
She's retired now, but she's amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if she still did Like, I know she doesn't play soccer anymore, but I don't know if she coaches or owns a team or
I don't know.
Does commentary.
But she
was amazing.
Yeah, for a while up until this new player broke it, but she for a while had the record for anyone internationally, male or female, to score the most goals. So she's a beast. She's amazing. I love her.
Awesome. I should read that book sometime. I have two books that I can share. One I've read because it's very short, and one I'm in the midst of, and they're for very different ages. So first one I'll mention is an easy reader book that I thought was really cool. It has two titles because it's in English and in Spanish. It's by Juana Medina. And so it's one of those books where you read it one way and it's in English and you can flip it over and read it the other way. No, it's in Spanish. So this one is called Elena Rides, or in Spanish, it's Elena Monta en Bici. So it's Elena Rides a Bike. And it's just very cute. You know, it's an easy reader, so it's very simple, very early. Like in terms of early readers, it's like, or easy readers, it's like very early. So I'll just share the English part to give a little hint as to how it goes, but I won't read the whole thing. So it's just like, Elena wants to ride. Elena buckles her helmet. She's ready, she's steady, she pushes, she pedals, she wobbles and bobbles. Kabang! She fell. Elena tries again. She tries and tries. Kaplunk! And so on and so on. So it's about learning to ride a bike. But I really love the sound effects in Spanish. It says, pataplum. I think that's so much better than kerplunk or kablam.
Agreed.
Kataplum. So good. But it's so cute. It's a little, Elena's a little, well, I guess not little, but she's an elephant. I guess she's kind of little as far as elephants go. She's a little purple elephant. And she has a little bird friend, a little red bird that tries to encourage her through her trials and tribulations, learning to ride a bike. So then the other book I wanted to mention, I'm liking so far, it's a little odd, but I don't mind that because odd is fun sometimes, but I'm curious about the inspiration for this book. I wonder if there's like an author's note about how it came to, but I'm not gonna cheat and look at the back yet. So this book is called The Princess and the Grilled Cheese Sandwich. It's by Deya Muniz, and it is a young adult graphic novel. And I'll read the description. Lady Camembert wants to live life on her own terms without marriage. Well, without marrying a man, that is. But the law of the land is that family fortunes cannot be passed down to women. So when her father passes away, she does the only thing she can. She disguises herself as a man and moves to the capital city in the kingdom of Fromage to start over as Count Camembert. But it's hard to keep a low profile. When the beautiful Princess Brie, with her fierce activism and great sense of fashion, catches Cam's attention. Cam can't resist getting to know the princess, but as the two grow closer, will she be able to keep her secret? Readers will devour this romantic comedy about mistaken identity, true love, and lots of grilled cheese. So the thing that's odd about this book is that for some reason it's set in the land of Fromage and all of the characters have cheese names. And I don't really understand it. Like, otherwise, it's like totally just a normal, like, romantic comedy, you know, sort of the classic tale of somebody's posing as somebody of the other gender, and like, then they fall in love. And but yeah, so far I enjoy the story and the characters, but yeah, I don't understand why they're all named after cheese. Like, which came first, the story, the cheese, or did it all come together? I just don't know.
I love the cheese element. That's so cool. It's a little like added thing that makes it cool.
Yeah, I do like grilled cheese, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm curious to see where it goes, because right now it's so basically the Lady Camembert becomes Count Camembert, or Cam, and they're supposed to be laying low, and they have somebody who I don't know, remember if she was like an assistant or a housekeeper or what, but there was somebody that like worked for Cam's father, who is like the one trusted person that he was like, you know, when I pass, like go with them and start life anew as a man so that you can have my inheritance. And that person's name is Feta. But so Feta is trying to encourage Cam to lay low. Well, meanwhile, Cam's like developed a crush on Princess Brie and is like start helping like develop big fancy events that draw a lot of attention. And that is kind of like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be laying low. That's just not Cam's style. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I found this on the list of Publishers Weekly puts out like a summer reading list where they suggest books to read in different categories during the summer months. So usually they're either books that recently were released or upcoming releases. And I found this one on that list and hadn't heard of it before, so decided to check it out. So far, so good.
Awesome sauce. That sounds so good. It sounds like a very juicy book. Very like juicy by like very like interesting. Like, I don't know how I'd describe it. Just like very
juicy.
Like suspenseful, and all you want to do is read it.
Yeah. And it's a graphic novel, so I should be able to finish it pretty quickly. I just started it the other day. So then my most recent read aside from that was a book for adults called The Lacuna by Barbara Kingsolver, which I'd been meaning to read for years. And I finally decided to read it because my husband and I just went to Mexico City recently, and Mexico City is the setting for much of the book, for a large chunk of the book. And Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera and Leon Trotsky are major characters in the book as well. And since we were visiting the Casa Azul, Frida's childhood, lifelong home, and
you visited the Casa Azul?
Yeah, it was cool.
That's my dream. Frida Kahlo is my favorite artist in the whole wide world, and I want to be an artist biograph. Wait, can I show you something? The radio listeners can't see, but I have Frida Kahlo earrings, a Frida Kahlo background on my phone, a Frida Kahlo keychain. I am obsessed with her. You visited the Casa Azul. Did you take photos?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, send them, please. Please.
Okay, I have to get them from my husband because they made us pay per photographer. And so we just picked one of us to take pictures. So I'll get some pictures from him and share them.
I love you, Emily.
But yeah, so I started reading that while I was there. And then I just finished it up this weekend. It's a really good book. It's I think that it would be appropriate for teens. I mean, I think it would be appropriate for younger readers too, but it is quite a long book. So I'm not sure if every teen would have the stamina for it, but it was very good. I'm glad I finally read it. I love Barbara Kingsolver, although I still have many of her best works to still read, including she just won the Pulitzer Prize for Demon Copperhead, which I have not read yet. But anyways, those are my book suggestions for the week. It is sort of fun when I feel like comics and kids' books, like little, you know, like easy readers and picture books, I can read those really fast. But I love when I finish a novel like The Lacuna, all of a sudden I'm like, I get to pick another book. It's a really exciting moment in time. Every time I get to read a new novel and choose which one it's going to be.
Totally. That is, it's like the best, it's the worst, but the best feeling to finish a novel at the same time. Because the worst feeling,
especially is like, one you like. Yeah.
Yeah. You really like love it and you don't want it to end, but then the best feeling is like you can pick a new one to read out of your to read list.
Yes. I should also say I got through finishing The Lacuna in large part due to my Sunday being a day where I could work in my garden for a long period of time, many hours. And I find that I get some of my best audiobook listening done while gardening.
Hmm.
Because I can, my focus is just on this different level somehow when I'm doing that kind of work. And so I also, my garden gets a lot better because then I want to keep listening to the book. So I keep going with the gardening. But so it's my semi-annual, multiple times per year, I make a suggestion that people should garden while listening to audiobooks and vice versa.
Listen to audiobooks while gardening.
Yeah, it's a good way to pass the time. And I really feel like, I mean, maybe not everybody's brains work this way, but the kind of work that weeding a garden is, like, operates on a certain level of my brain where it doesn't distract from what I'm reading or listening to. And in some way, I get less distracted from the book than I would if I was listening to it just sitting in my house or driving a car or whatever.
Like how if I draw in class, it helps me focus better than not in class. But then everyone thinks that I'm just drawing in class and not focusing. But honestly, I focus a lot better when I doodle.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm sure there's science that tells you which parts of your brain are working with each, but I don't know brains. I'm just glad they work most of the
time. I know, right? Yeah, I don't think my brain ever works. No, I'm kidding.
It's at least like 99% there.
Yeah. Apparently we only use like 1% of our brain. So we must be really, really, really smart, because I'm literally the smartest kid I've ever met. I'm only using 1% of my brain. This noggin is big and full of info. So
very cool.
I know, right? I am so cool.
You are.
Is that news to you? Excuse me?
Breaking news, radio listeners. Georgia is super cool.
How is that breaking news? They literally already knew that, unlike you.
Well, just the listeners that haven't listened to this radio show before.
True, but by the first word I spoke, they knew I was literally the coolest kid on this earth.
Like, breaking news, Fatia is also the coolest girl. How can there be two? I do not know.
Breaking news. Georgia has been dethroned by Fatia and Claire. Breaking news. The least cool person on the planet has been released out of jail for being uncool, and now she's infiltrating a radio show.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh dear. I didn't realize I was in prison.
Yeah. If you're not smart enough, then you go to prison. No, if you're not cool enough, you go to prison.
That's sad.
I know. I'm kidding. You're the coolest cat.
Thanks.
The coolest vegan cat.
Yeah, when I was talking about how much I like grilled cheese, I meant vegan grilled cheese.
I did not realize that until now. You were talking about how much you love grilled cheese, and then you're like, I'm vegan, and then I'm like,
I actually don't eat it that often, but when I do, I'm quite satisfied with my decision to do so.
Eat not vegan?
No. Eat vegan grilled cheese, I meant, just in general. But anyways, we should probably say goodbye for today.
We're about out of time for today. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Hope you have a great week with lots of quality reading time without me, without everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, happy reading!
Happy reading.
Let's go. Catch up, 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 cat